So earn the right to risk. So save first. Pay your taxes second. Pay your lifestyle budgeted third. Find a lifestyle that you can budget, that you stick to, so you don't live beyond your means. Pay your business bills fourth, and budget those and pay those in priority. Pay your budgeted business in priority. In my office in Houston, Texas, the reason I have it in Texas is because there's no state taxes in Texas. If you go to California, you pay 11% something taxes, state taxes. If I go to Texas, the savings on my taxes pays for all my salaries. So I don't have to pay for taxes. I just give it to my salaries, to my staff. So I locate in either Las Vegas or Texas because they have different rules in different states. So I save an enormous amount each year by going to those locations, legitimately reducing my taxes, not tax evasion, just tax avoidance, reducing it by having it in that state. So I have a headquarters there. Now, my operation, this is what I do. I have money coming out every single day, 20 days a month. I have $3,000 coming out on Monday, and $2,000 coming out on Tuesday, and $5,000 coming out Wednesday, and $7,000 coming out on Friday, and $3,000 coming out there. And I have thousands of dollars coming out every single day off the top of my business account, going over into my immortality savings account. Then, and that's automatically withdrawn. It's coming from a brokerage company over here, from my business account in my bank. It's just wire transferred over there every single day. There's money going out. Just going out because I learned to pay myself first. Those are all my investments. They're going out every single day. Now, some people do it once a month. I have it diversified through so many different investments that I wanted to have it in not just one place, not just with one company. But it's automatically taken off. That's first. Then I have a tax account. Another part of that same investment is another automatic withdrawal on a weekly basis going into my taxes. I don't want to wonder if my taxes are paid. I want those estimated in advance with 2% more. I'd rather have more paid than not. And I want that automatically transferred across. And that second paid. Those are my top ones. Those are automatically forced savings that I don't have an emotion about. I don't have an option about. That just goes out. Just given out. The third thing is my personal income from my business. My lifestyle, which isn't a lot. I don't have a lot to spend on my lifestyle from this. Most of my lifestyle comes from investments and things, but I have a moderate lifestyle coming out of the business. And that's gone off. And that is automatically taken out, just like an employee out of the company, the corporation. And that's paid, and the taxes are paid on that separately. The last is whatever's left in the company, the bills have to be paid. Now you're probably thinking, well, how are you going to pay the bills? And by the way, that includes salaries and everything else. Well, here's what I found. It used to be where I paid them first and me last. Now I pay all this first and them last. And they know for them to get paid, they have to work and collect the money. How many got what I just said? There's no option but for them to produce and collect. I had a lady in my office, Betty. She's a lovely lady. Some of you have probably talked to her on the phone if you've called my office. And she said to me one time when we had a low month, a low income month, she said, Dr. DeMartini, I'm concerned about payroll coming up. And I said, and? And she says, well, we're a little short on capital right now. I said, and? She says, well, I'm not sure how we might get paid. And I said, so? What's the concern? What's an issue here? Well, what are you going to do if we don't get it? I said, well, that's not an option. Go get it. How much money do you have outstanding in collectibles that you owe, that I'm supposed to be paid? And she says, we have this amount. And I said, you don't mind if I'm having to wait on my money, but you're worrying about money that's not even time to pay you yet? How many of you understand what I just said there? See, the mentality sometimes of employees is security. And I said to her, look, as long as you produce and as long as you collect, we're not going to have a problem here. If you don't go out and produce more income and don't go collect the income, you're going to have a problem here. Because I'm taking my money off. I'm doing my job. Do your job and we won't have a concern. So go back and do your job. Instead of sitting there fretting about the future, why don't you get present in the now and go collect the money and go book some business? Once she knew that I wasn't going to rescue her, I wasn't going to rescue her desperation, guess what she did? She went back to the drawing board, got on the telephone, booked another consult, booked another business seminar, and go ahead and collect some of the money that she was not going and collecting. Where beforehand, guess what I did? I paid myself last. I paid them first. If they didn't collect the money, they still got paid. How many of you got what I'm saying here? If I paid them for not collecting the money, I'm rewarding inefficiency. If I'm paying them according to them doing their job, I'm rewarding efficiency. I'm paying what's most important in a hierarchy of values. And since I've done that, it's amazing, everybody's gotten paid. Because they make sure that they figure out a way of making sure they're going to meet their bills. Now, I've had months where even though I'm taking tens of thousands of dollars off the top for myself from business and my cause, somehow this always finds a way of at least breaking even. And instead of breaking even with no money, I'm breaking even with a substantial amount of money every month. Maybe you know what I mean by the difference. So the wealthy pay themselves first. They pay things according to priority. They've learned that they are the number one priority if they own their own company. That's why when we go around and we think we ought to pay the CEOs less, they don't realize that that can destroy a company. They have to be paid well. In the process of doing it, so far, in all the years I've been doing that, which is now a number of years, more almost two decades, all my employees have always figured out a way of getting paid. They haven't missed any paychecks. Not one person missed a paycheck. Oh, they may have missed it from Friday to a Monday or something because we're waiting for a check to come in, these kind of things. But nobody's missed a paycheck. Everybody's been paid. In the meantime, I've never missed a paycheck into my savings. My savings have been steady and been forced and automatically withdrawn for year after year after year after year after year consistently because I want certainty where money is instead of uncertainty. And I want priority on the payments instead of unpriority. And all of a sudden, since I've done that and paid myself first, I've become wealthy. And my staff and my team has also assisted them in becoming wealthy because I've got a stable company that affords them to have a decent living. Are you with me? Does that challenge some of you? Good. Any questions on the last segment? Yes. Okay, his question is, I don't know how to pay the staff last. I don't know how to do that in the real world. Well, when I first, many years ago, 20 years ago or so, was caught in that same paradox, I assumed that if I didn't pay them first, I would run out of money and I wouldn't be able to pay them. What I found, though, was that when I managed money wisely, according to priority, I got more money to manage. And nobody in my business has been without their paycheck in 22 years. More than a Friday to a Sunday or a Monday or something. That's about the only time, and that's only happened maybe twice.